Nova 3 released, Marvel games on sale, T-Mobile's 4G network and Skype improving. It's Thursday, May 10th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Today is a fairly light news day, so it'll be a little bit shorter of a show, but there's some stuff worth talking about. First up is Gameloft. They finally released their much anticipated Nova 3. The game is priced at $10 and looks even better than its predecessors, Nova 1 and Nova 2. According to 9to5Mac, with vastly improved visuals thanks to real-time dynamic lighting and shadows, movie-like depth of field effects, and improved ragdoll physics, the new game is even closer to console-quality graphics and one of the best-looking iOS titles we have seen since Unreal Engine's powered Infinity Blade came out. New features in this game include 12-player multiplayer on 6 maps, enhanced vehicle gameplay, and tons of new weapons and enemies. The storyline for this new game is, well, epic as well. Humanity finally gets returned to Earth after years of exile. Fight in 10 immersive levels across the galaxy, from a war-torn Earth to a frozen Volataria city. For the first time, multiple allies can jump inside the same vehicle and spread destruction on the battlefield. The game is universal and available today. In other gaming news, I just want to mention that both Thor and Captain America, the Avengers characters, games, are on sale this week. They are 99 cents. The first time I saw the Captain America game was last year at E3. I had a private meeting with Disney, the Marvel folks, and from the first time I saw this game, I was excited because it looked awesome. And it was awesome, and it is awesome. The gameplay is original and fun. Thor is a good game, but not nearly as awesome as the Captain America one. And that's coming from me, whose favorite character in the Avengers movies is actually Thor. Or the new Hulk, but yeah, Thor is pretty awesome. So the Captain America game is a great one, but so if you're going to pick one of them up, I'd recommend Captain America, but for an extra buck, why not pick them both up? They're normally, I think, $3, $4, or $5, so 99 cents is a good deal. Get them while you can. It's this week only. Last up in app news is an update to Instagram for Android. The app now has the tilt shift effect. Not much more to say here, except that it's good to see Instagram bring feature parity to the different platforms. Now on to some other news. First up is T-Mobile and their new ad. The ad compares the iPhone on AT&T's network and compares it to an Android phone on T-Mobile's 4G network. The ad shows a motorcycle zipping by a slower motorcyclist on AT&T's network. The demonstration I don't think is a good one or a fair one, as if I'm in Indiana on AT&T's HSPA Plus network, I'll get around 10 megabits down, which is going to be on par to anything I'd get from T-Mobile. So like everything, network speeds really depend on where you live. It is interesting to have T-Mobile take on the iPhone yet again, as I'd imagine they'll be getting their very own iPhone in the next few years here as their network gets ready for it. So closing out the show today is simply an observation. A few years ago, I tried an experiment of using Skype as my main phone. The experiment instantly fell apart. Skype a few years ago simply did not have good call quality for regular landline phones or, for that matter, cell phones. It only sounded good when I called other Skype users, and most of the world back then and even today aren't using Skype for their daily phone calls. Well, this week I've been revisiting this old experiment from a matter of I've been forced to do it, basically because my iPhone is now data only. So I've been revisiting this experiment, and what I've found is that Skype is vastly better. It's improved in a dramatic way. Now when I call a landline phone, or cell phones for that matter, the quality is crystal clear on both ends. And Skype now serves as a viable replacement for voice calls. This is an amazing thing to discover and should make the carriers all the more worried. With iMessage and Skype, you can now live entirely off of a data plan, and you don't even need to worry about having a voice plan. I'm hopeful in the next 5 to 10 years, or perhaps even sooner, a data-only smartphone will be offered, as it's now a viable thing to happen, and Apple's Talk Time, when that does come out, will definitely serve as a way to enable that even more. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like this show, and I hope you do, please, please head on over to iTunes and leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe to iWake Again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. iWake Again is how you can financially support the show as well as get some extra content on Saturday. Also, if you're listening to the show, make sure to check out the video version. It's over on youtube.com/TCHATEN. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.